7.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here live from the 2012 edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features you'll find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Tonight here with you, it's Ian.
And Allie.
And, you know, let's stop down, Allie, and, you know, take a break from all the wonderful guests that we can have on the program and talk about Porkfest and what it is. Porkfest 2012, it's happening now. But this is your second one that you've been to?
This is, yes, number two.
So how has it been for you thus far experiencing this newest edition of Porkfest?
You know, last year I came and I was with a friend who knew a lot of Liberty people, and I was very thankful for that, for her being able to introduce me to everyone. But since I moved to New Hampshire and I've been living there for about a year, now I just know so many people in Keene and from New Hampshire that are here, and it helps to know people. But
the second year is easier than the first.
But then anyway, the second year would be easier anyway, just because a lot of the people, I would say most of the people I recognize from last year.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that definitely helps, and they recognize you. And then, of course, as you mentioned, it's always nice to have people introduce you to others because that helps kind of break the ice. And it can be difficult coming into any kind of a convention style thing where you're the new person, you don't know anybody. So you're fortunate, I think, to have somebody sort of show you the ropes the first time around.
And it's good practice for meeting people because a lot of, I don't know if there's the stereotype, but libertarians can sometimes be kind of homebody sometimes.
Introverted.
Just with any movement, they're going to be introverted people, and it's good practice for learning how to meet people and how to practice etiquette and things like that, so that when after Porkfest, when you feel all energized and excited to do some activism, you'll know how to go about it confidently.
So let's bring somebody else into the discussion here. Drew is with us from DontTreadOnMeme.com. And Drew, we had you on prior to Porkfest, as we were still back in Keene at the time, to talk about one of the projects that you guys are doing, I think is particularly interesting, selling silver here at Porkfest. That's not the unusual part about it. It's no, you know, silver is no stranger to Porkfest. But you guys are going about it a bit of a different manner. We've talked about the dime cards previously, where you guys have these old silver dimes, pre-1965 dimes, which are 90% silver, which means they're worth actually quite a bit more than a regular dime would be worth. You've taken those and kind of encased them in plastic educational cards. Very pretty pictures on the front of them that really, I think, make
educational, and some of them are very funny. I was yeah, looking at them earlier and cracking up.
I think it makes using silver a very attractive option for people. But the way that you're selling those is pretty unique. You've got the money lift.
The money lift.
What is it?
Well, Porkfest is such a good time that I don't really want to spend time at my campsite vending. I would miss too much fun stuff. So we brought a 6-foot-tall candy vending machine, a standard chip stand.
It is so cool. When I saw it, I thought maybe it's just a candy bar thing, and I was like, oh my gosh, there's silver in there, I know it, and then ran up. It was very exciting.
Yeah, we're very excited about it, and we've had a very positive experiences of people coming up, and the one that I'll describe is a gentleman came up, and he had his two adorable little daughters with him, and they walked up, and they said, it's candy, you know, and the father, I think, knew about the project, and he was looking at it, and was very amused, and thought it was great. And then the kids kind of settled down a bit next to their dad, and they started looking, and they go, Daddy, that's Ron Paul. Daddy, that's Ron Paul. And his dad goes, yes, that's Ron Paul. So, you know, they kind of looked at it for a bit, and then he ended up buying two for his daughters and giving them the silver card. And so that's, you know,
the best gift you could give.
Absolutely. That is why we did the project. I mean, that really really for me was my magic moment of it worked.
Tell me, I was walking by the money lift a few days ago. Maybe I just haven't been since a few days. But I didn't see a price anywhere on the silver dimes.
You walked by on the first day, didn't
you? Okay, it was like the first day. It totally was.
When I was there were prices.
Okay.
So. Yeah, in proper Freedom's Phoenix fashion, we call our display a gypsy booth. And you kind of work on it and tweak on it, and it builds over the week. Yeah, so we're in full swing now, and there's prices.
Okay,
there's
great.
Bitcoins in the machine now.
Oh, so cool.
On top of, actually, I shouldn't say there are Cassius coins, physical representations of Bitcoins, right. And I just taped them to, it's Eric Voorhees' business card, and nice. We put them in there, and $7 to get you a Cassius coin.
Now, are you guys updating the price daily? How does that work?
Not daily. We haven't really adjusted them. I've done a few things. I have some premium cards, like the Firefly series. Those cards are $5.
So, like, you're getting, there's a collectible factor?
There's a collectible factor.
Nice.
The going rate right now is $4, is what we're selling them at. Tomorrow, we're hoping there's a big flood of people, and it's an inventory control issue, so we want to move the rest of our inventory tomorrow. So fire sale at the money list.
Oh, awesome.
So,
and now our audience knows.
Yes, everybody in here knows. Everybody,
I let them in.
Everybody listening later is going to find out tomorrow.
Well, I'll say this about that. I've been encouraging people all week, if you get a loose silver dime at a vendor, or you come across a transaction that gets you a loose silver dime, bring it to me. We have the laminator and all the cards and the material that it takes to put it into the card, and I will show you how to do it. And our precious metals dealers, Roberts and Roberts Brokerage, who Tim Fry, did come out to Porkfest with his daughter and wanted to see the money list, and he was a big sponsor in that. And he will be selling bags of 20 dimes in a bag.
Sweet.
And it'll be sold at market value, melt value, and then you can put those into the cards. And so we've been accused of gouging. Our prices are a bit high because we're trying to emphasize the collectability value of them.
Well, no, I mean, if that's one of the big things about, that's one of the problems with mercury dimes, is that they'll get mixed in with your other stuff, and then you're having to pick them out, and that's annoying. So if it's in one of the cards, there's no mistaking it. You know what it is.
Absolutely, and so. Tomorrow we're going to have a lot of fun with, I was talking about the children. I'm hoping some kids come and we can, my first silver dime card, and I can help them, make their first. And so we will make sure that we circulate a lot of these or get them in a lot of people's hands at melt value. If you want to buy the novelty and get it on the machine, yeah, they're $3 to $4 to $5. But we'll make sure we get as many in circulation. I've been spending them personally, and the market rate is $2 to $2.25. Mandrick takes them at $2.25, so the Silver Saloon only takes them at $2. So I'd rather go to Mandrick and get $2.25
right.
in
so
value.
An open market in bidding on these things.
Absolutely.
Right. So you come to Porkfest and you can spend all your money, all your paycheck. But if you bring home silver, then that's pretty good spending.
I would like to leave here with more silver, but that's not the nature of our project. So I will definitely put more silver out. And all the other guys on the project, Ross and Nick and Ernie, we all have our own little personal stash. And when we find the food is so here is so good, and you find a food vendor, and they're willing to give you a cut or a deal, or you could give them the card. And so we're definitely, the goal, one of the goals is to just get one of these in everybody's hands,
yeah.
and have it as a tool that they can keep and show other people when they go home to do their sound money activism. And it's not bad, because every single card that we've put out has a QR code on the back. You scan it, and it'll help you get the Silver Calculator app. So
for your smartphone.
For the smartphone app. So it's good marketing for the app itself.
Mm-hmm. The only problem I see with laminating them and making them so cool is, like, I don't want to give it away.
Yeah,
so.
Sure.
That
they are
that
it. Well, it's the collectible factor that's, right. That's playing into that.
Last year, we learned from our experiences last year. We circulated a lot of them, and people were just going at the melt value. And at that value, maybe they are more willing to trade it because they only got it for the melt value. But we really wanted to emphasize the subjective value concept, and that some of them are collectible. You do want to keep them. Like I said, my goal is for everybody to have one, so I want you to really identify with it and like it. But like I said, tomorrow the emphasis will be, let's get the prices down to melt value, or give you a way to be able to buy dimes at melt value.
So wouldn't you be losing money on that?
No.
I mean, it takes you time and effort to put these things in plastic.
Sure. We're an educational outreach operation. There are things. I've made money off of the premium cards, so maybe that'll cover some of my printing costs. But like I said, Tim will probably charge a small premium. It won't be melt value exactly. He'll probably charge something a little more for his, because that's any broker of silver will do that. And then the cards, I have them. They're already ready. I have the laminator. And let's just say I work on tips. We're talking about 20 cents for a piece of paper. We're talking about 10 cents for a piece of plastic. And I get the enjoyment of watching a girl smile, young people smile. So I sure I work on tips. So
that's pretty cool.
I'm not losing.
Speaking of tips, this is a suggestion. I like the idea of giving silver as a tip, like at restaurants or wherever you are. And I like the idea of putting on the card that it is a gift so that it's exempt from taxes.
What is a taxable transaction on 10 cents? I gave the waitress 10 cents. What are you going to tax her?
Exactly.
True. The government says it's 10 cents.
Thanks for coming by, man. Appreciate it. Don't tread on meme, M-E-M-E. Don'tTreadOnMeme.com for more about the silver cards.
Yes.
Much appreciated, man. Thanks for dropping in here tonight, live from the 2012 edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. There are various different ways in which you can do that. The BBS is one of them. Bulletin Board Systems, what it stands for. It's basically an online message forum, allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can also read some of our show prep items when we post those there as well. There's a lot to do. BBS.freetalklive.com will take you there. Once again, BBS.freetalklive.com. We actually have one of the moderators of the Free Talk Live BBS here sitting in on the third microphone here tonight. John Shaw is with us.
How are you doing tonight?
Good evening, sir. So I wanted to talk with you here in a moment about something that you're doing tonight that's pretty exciting in the world of film, liberty sort of oriented film. We'll talk about that in a moment. But also, I want to remind you that SACL CAI has a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Now, SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. So they basically treat them in a way that's going to bring them back down the line so you can keep them as a customer. Go and learn more about SACL over at their website. You can click on their banner at the top of our banner column at freetalklive.com. Once again, that's SACL, C-A-I. Now, Allie is back here with me. And Allie, thanks for sticking with me the whole show tonight.
I love it.
I appreciate it. And I'm having a blast here doing Free Talk Live at Porkfest because we always get to have a wonderful studio audience and also have folks sit in with us that we normally don't get a chance to really talk to, because Free Talk Live is really an open phones panel discussion where we'll take calls from anybody about anything, and we still will do that tonight if you make a call, but otherwise we've got all kinds of interesting people physically here with us, so why not open a third mic and allow folks to come up and talk about what they're doing?
Yeah, exactly, and I love to meet people in person, and when they call into the show, it's one thing, and it's cool to talk to them about these ideas in the show, but then meeting them in person is so much better.
Absolutely, and it's, by the way, still not too late for you to come up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Just go to porkfest.com to learn more about what's going on here. We're up at Rogers Campground, northern portion of New Hampshire in Lancaster, New Hampshire. It's a beautiful view. Sun hasn't quite gone down yet here tonight, and it's just absolutely spectacular looking out at the White Mountains. But we have to distract ourselves from looking outside because there's stuff to talk about on the air tonight. Interesting folks, including John Shaw, who is sitting here on the third mic. And not only are you a bulletin board system administrator for freetalklive.com, and thanks for it's a kind of a thankless task.
Yeah, hey.
You must be a kind of a masochist or something like that.
Impervious to pain, I think the term is.
So there's that. That's one thing you do, but that doesn't really make any money. Hopefully what you're doing tonight at some point will.
That's
your
goal.
You're presenting something that has been in production. It's a fictional film that has been in production for a few years now, and you actually utilize people from the liberty activist community, including some folks from here in New Hampshire, as the actors and crew members on this film.
That's right.
It's called Shark Harem.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about it.
It is a monster movie of the classic 1960s Roger Corman-esque era.
Roger Corman meaning like cheesy.
Yes, fun,
like B-movie.
Light. Yes. The goal is to make people laugh and not bombard them with a lot of depth when they're coming to just see a flick.
What is the gore factor?
About an 8 out of 10.
Ooh. Wow. Some people love that. They love the...
I would say more slime than gore,
okay.
But there are fluids a-flying. We'll put it that way.
do you get to use that in a comedic way, the fluids?
Yes. Okay. Yes, absolutely.
And it's going to premiere tonight at midnight at
right.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's going to be the very first public screening.
That's absolutely right.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, yeah. I'm hoping... we wanted to show it to people that we knew... you're more likely to get the honest feedback where somebody, if anywhere there's a crowd of people who will tell you that you're kind of weak in areas, it'll be this crowd. You know what I mean? Yeah, they'll be the first to tell you the truth.
Well, right, because it's so easy to just agree with people about everything. It's like, yeah, we get it. But then what can we make better? And just, you know, the criticism comes out, but as long as it's constructive, that's
yeah, great. If you're in the echo chamber, you're not going to make anything better. I mean, you have to, especially with an art piece that's meant to show, art piece is a really rough way to put it, but a product that is going to entertain people en masse, you have to be able to get some kind of feedback as to whether or not you have that mass appeal. We really wanted to avoid making an author tract for the Liberty message because then we could only sell it to a small crowd of people who are probably less likely to want to pay you for the thing in the first place.
Well, right. You want to sell this to horror movie fans, ideally, and maybe comedy horror fans.
Absolutely.
That are going to then encounter a message of liberty that is kind of couched within the film.
That's right. We want it implicit rather than explicit. We don't want to be cramming it down people's throat. But if you constantly put out media that depicts the state as it really is, without really addressing it and kind of ham-fistedly shoving it down people's throats, it's going to be more accepted. It's going to be more of a cultural thing than a political sales pitch.
Now, this is something that is being put on by Think Twice Productions. That's your production company?
That's right. That's right.
And I believe Jason Osborne from SACL CAI somehow involved in this?
He's my partner in the business. Basically, the situation was he and I are friends, and we talk several times a week on the phone, and it came up that that was my dream as a kid, and that was something that I've gone to the well before.
To make this movie?
To make movies.
Okay.
In general. It was like, this is the thing that I've wanted to do my whole life, and he casually said, well, why haven't you? And I said, well, money is an issue, but the other thing is the support, where you have another person who, I'm a fairly articulate person, but I'm not really the kind of guy who can go out there and pitch and sell, and I need somebody to work off of, a partner, a business, you know, somebody like that. And Jason has taken on that mantle to kind of be the voice to the world. And then I can kind of go and work on the technical stuff and make sure we get the actual product out.
Yes, sales is an art form, I believe.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's happening tonight, the very first public showing of Shaktarum. I presume there's some sort of finalizing process that's going to go on afterwards?
Probably. We will be listening to people's feedback. I will be maybe doing some tweaks to an edit. The only thing that really needs to be done is some of the audio levels are a little off, so some scenes are louder than other, things like that. But the movie's really done. If I get overwhelming feedback, like, you need to get rid of X, it might be worthwhile for me to get rid of X if I want to sell my movie.
I'm excited. I plan on being there to watch it, even though I'm pretty beat tired. I stayed up all night last night, all the way till sunrise, which I'd never seen at the Porcupine Freedom Festival
that's
before.
Awesome.
So I'm sure it's beautiful.
It really was.
Well, I'm glad to hear you guys will be there. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it. But if people can't see it here, maybe they're not at Porkfest, when is this going to be available for folks online?
Our goal is to have, within the next 2 to 3 months, have some kind of mechanism for sale. If we can't actually sell it to a distributor, we're going to go through, make it available for free in low resolution on the internet, and then have multiple tiers of pricing for higher quality versions of the film. So people should be able to see it in that classic YouTube 360p video format for free.
Are you planning on submitting this to any film festivals?
I hope to avoid that because that's a very tedious process. If I can reach my audience directly, I'll try to do that first.
I think the internet is definitely the premier way.
Yeah, nothing is off the table. Basically, I have a series of levels, and the lowest level will be going out and hoofing it with boxes of DVDs.
Mm-hmm. Give me the website for the movie.
www.chartarum.com
or
C-H-A-R-T-A-R-U-M.
Or
thinktwicenews.com.
That's easy. Thinktwicenews.com. Drop by there. Check out the trailer. I believe the trailer for Chartarum there?
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I know you've got a film festival to get back to.
Thanks.
Presenting Derek J's Victimless Crimes Free right now.
Yes, sir.
As we speak. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. Once again, freetalklive.com. The archives go all the way back to late 2006. You can just go click and download as many as you want. They're all there at your fingertips. Go and enjoy freetalklive.com. In fact, if you want, you can click into our SoundCloud page, which makes it really easy to share any episode of Free Talk Live with your friends. You can even comment on and inside the episodes. Go to the left-hand side of freetalklive.com, look for the listen and share portion of the left-hand column, and then you'll find the SoundCloud link in there. Again, it makes it really easy to share our episodes, which if you do that on a weekly basis, it sure would be great if you could let your friends know about what you've been liking, which shows you prefer on Free Talk Live.
I've been uploading the episodes of Free Talk Live in which I'm on fr33agents.com/AnarchoAlley or anarchoalley.fr33agents.com, sorry. And, yeah, it does. The SoundCloud page makes it really easy just to put that on your site.
Sure does. Ally is here with me throughout the show tonight as we broadcast live from Porkfest 2012. And, Ally, as you mentioned previously, it's your second year, but you brought someone who's pretty close to you along with you this particular Porkfest 2012. And it's your sister, Lauren.
My sister, Lauren, yeah. Lauren has been a huge inspiration to me. She's the one that got me all involved in everything Liberty. And it's just so weird by chance how everything has happened that led me to here. So I always go to Lauren for advice, and she listens to Free Talk Live. So I don't want to make her cry because she's trying to be on the radio.
Well, that's funny because she told me last night that you were the inspiration to her.
She says that.
Allie's the inspirational one.
But yeah, so yeah, Lauren is worked at Mises Institute in Auburn.
Like a really well-known liberty-oriented think tank, basically.
Exactly, and they sort of take a unique approach to the ideas, and that's like, you know, sort of how I learned was from her. So yeah, you know, she was rubbing elbows with Bob Murphy and stuff before, you know, a lot of these pork festers. So she's kind of, you know, like a class A sort of, you know, think tanker.
So you knew some of these people coming up here prior to actually having arrived at Porkfest.
That's right. I was surprised how many people that I knew when I got here. It was like I was already among friends. Yeah.
And that is how it feels for a lot of people. And that was, I'm glad you said that, because I was going to ask, you know, what was the feeling like for you? I mean, even if you don't know the people in advance, a lot of people say that about the Liberty Movement here, is that, you know, even if they are total stranger to coming into an event like this, they feel like they can connect with the people here in a way that, you know, they wouldn't be able to connect with somebody, say, walking into some random bar in their town.
Definitely. Definitely. Oh, immediate connection with everyone you meet, and everyone is so smart and so nice. It's really a great energy through the entire festival.
Totally agree. Now, what was it that struck you when you came here? Like, the first thing when you arrived at Porkfest, what, you know, kind of hit home?
Well, the very first thing was there were a couple of kids that I saw immediately who they had like a Free State Project shirt on, and I think I said, hey, can I take a photo of you? And they were so smart, and, you know, I talked to them for a second, and they were just really bright kids, and they're kids everywhere, and I really enjoy talking to them. So I guess, you know, besides the beauty, of course.
So yeah. Were you expecting it to be like a party event, and then, oh my gosh, there's all these families around?
I guess so. It's, you know, at first you think, oh, Porkfest, oh, big party, but it's been the lectures and the conversation, and, you know.
There is partying that goes on.
Of course.
We were all earlier today in the Bigger Gayer Dance Party, and
oh my gosh, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a blast.
I have to say that the Bigger Gayer Dance Party is one of the highlights of the Porcupine Freedom Festival for me.
I can see why.
Just because it's just outrageous, and people have ridiculous costumes, like me.
Like you right now. You get to know Ian better than you even expect to.
That's right.
To Porkfest.
Stefan Molyneux mentioned it. I am wearing a tutu, which is
very nice.
It's been custom made for me by
Fire
Julia,
Colors,
who hosts the show with us on Monday nights, and it is fire colored, and that actually went along with the theme of Flaming Freedom, which
right,
was
you're flaming.
The show that was hosting the Bigger Gayer Dance Party today. So it was a lot of fun. It just gives me an excuse to be silly, and that's always a good time.
And for a good cause too. I like them and their mission statement. It was good to do, and it was a lot of fun.
They also had a transvestite show as
That's
well.
What I wanted to bring up is, were you guys impressed with the transvestite? Like,
very impressed.
They cannot all be men. Like, I had just blown away.
Oh,
someone
yeah,
tells
totally
they
right.
True. Are they all men?
I'm pretty sure all of them were men, yeah.
It's very impressive what
wow.
makeup can do.
Whether they would say they were men or not is another question, but I think they were probably all born men. Whether they've had, you know, surgery, that sort of thing, that would be an individual question for them to answer.
They look completely real, some of them. I mean, they look like they're wearing makeup, but it's like, you know, it's just, it would be shocking to see if they took off everything that they're masculine looking at all.
There was a lot of dancing that went on at this particular event. They gave out a number of prizes, and I think it was a little bit bigger than last year, but again, I don't know how many tickets were sold. It certainly seemed gayer, I think, because they did bring the transvestites in, and they didn't have the stripper contest, which they had the first 2 years at the Big Gay Dance Party here. But so instead of the stripper contest, they did have transvestites, and I think that transvestites just more gay than a stripper contest.
Right.
So.
I agree.
And plus, the stripping pole sort of there became like a tragedy of the commons issue with that, even though it was on the
really?
Well, yeah, it was like it just seemed like, you know, the people you'd want to see there were spending less and less time as the people you wouldn't necessarily want to see on the stripper pole. But that's just my own judgment. It's all subjective.
Now, Lauren, when did you arrive at Porkfest?
We got here Tuesday.
Tuesday. So you've pretty much been here through the entire
event. Whole week.
It did start on Monday. So first time, you're staying for most of the entire week. Obviously, meeting the people is really cool, meeting new faces and folks that that you can connect with easily. But what else? What else that has really been an outstanding occurrence for you here?
Well, I have to mention the food.
Oh, yeah.
The food has been incredible. That's been one of my favorite parts of Porkfest so far is the food and also the music. I mean, it's been so many different kinds of music, you know, in the evening you can just hang out and it's, you know, the weather is great and you can just sit back and enjoy the music, you know, sit on the hill or sit on a picnic table and enjoy some conversation and enjoy the music. There's nothing better.
And as far as vacations go, it's super pleasant. Like you said, it's not like you have to wait. It's not like it's Six Flags where, oh, you're trapped now, so you have to pay $15 for a meal. It's not like that at all. And so as far as vacations go,
open competition.
It's pretty cheap for vacations.
Very reasonable. Very reasonable.
Well, right. You
everything.
Can split up the campsite between multiple people. So, Allie, you and JJ are sharing a campsite with somebody else.
Exactly.
Which helps lower the cost. And the biggest cost, I think, of Porkfest is the travel. So if you're coming from Alabama, as you are, Lauren, it's going to cost a little bit of money to get up here, but the actual stay, the campsite, the food, you're not going to be putting a whole bunch of money down.
If you can take off work and you can get here, do it.
It's really easy to forget about the rest of the outside world, at least for me. Like, when I get back, I know that there's probably some court paperwork waiting for me or some other nonsense that I'll have to deal with. But at least while I'm here and at the Porkfest, it makes me, you know, I'm in this kind of zone of, well, you know, whatever's going on out there south of the White Mountains doesn't really matter that much because I'm here with all these people who actually care about freedom and we're together and it's great.
It's so in the moment. Like if I notice that my mind's drifting towards other things, I'm like, what are you doing? This is Porkfest.
Yeah,
you've got,
forget that.
There's like the opportunity here is just, you're just not going to find it any other time of the year to see all.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wall Street's in a much better place than it was yesterday at this time. The key stock averages managing to take back at least some of what they lost in yesterday's rout. Bank stocks rose even after Moody's cut the credit ratings of 15 big banks. University of Massachusetts economics professor Robert Poland thinks the ratings agency might have gone overboard.
You have to recall that Moody's, Standard & Poor's were absolutely irresponsible, inaccurate during the bubble era. That is, they were rating the high-risk derivative activity.
Select Quote Insurance Services, Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joe, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics.
Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with Eat Foods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. Eat Foods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with Eat Foods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free number here, 855-453. Live Sickles CAI sponsored program here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012 edition here at Rogers Campground, the northern portion of New Hampshire. Lancaster is the place right next to the White Mountains with an incredible view, which is about to be out of sight for the evening until the next sunrise, which I had the opportunity to experience this morning for the first time. It was absolutely exquisite. Would highly recommend if you haven't seen this before. I posted something to my Facebook about it, but a photo just doesn't do justice. When the sun comes over those mountaintops, it's just absolutely incredible. I think it's worth staying up for, even though I'm kind of loopy from only having 4 hours of sleep last night, and then going to a 3-hour-long dance-a-thon, essentially, with the Bigger Gayer Dance Party. It's been a pretty brutal day for me, but I'm glad to be here with some ladies that are sitting in the studio with me. Allie, good evening.
Good evening.
Allie's here from ladiesinkeen.com, and another lovely lady radio host is here. Angel Clark is with us. Good evening, Angel.
Good evening. Hi.
Hey, good to have you on here. You've been you both have been doing your show live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I think this year is the biggest, busiest year thus far for producing live radio content from here at Porkfest. I mean, we've got Ernie Hancock, who's been here during the mornings from 9 to noon Eastern time every day. Angel, you've been here since Wednesday in the afternoons. And then, of course, Free Talk Live has been here every single night from 7 to 10 Eastern. Ladies and Keen did a special broadcast on Tuesday. I mean, coming up, Pork Therapies later on tonight. School Sucks was last night. Flaming Freedom on Tuesday and Saturday. It's so busy.
I don't think it's a coincidence. I think it's just that these ideas are catching on and more people are jumping on the media bandwagon.
Yeah, and what I really like is that each show has different, appeal to different audience. I mean, the same people who listen to Ladies and Keen, while there's probably some crossover, are not necessarily the same people who listen to Free Talk Live, are not necessarily the same folks that listen to the Angel Clark Show. And so I think that even though a lot of us have similar principles and similar belief systems, clearly there are some differences between us. And one of those ways is in the way in which we can present a program that will attract a different audience. And I think that the more voices we can have on the air, the better. Mark sometimes worries that we're undercutting ourselves by, having using LRN.FM and that there's adding more choices to the market. And I understand the concern. Certainly, Mark wants to bring home as large of paychecks as he possibly can. But I think that ultimately all boats rise with this sort of situation where LRN.FM allows people to find new programs that they haven't necessarily been exposed to previously. And hopefully that'll be a good thing for them, because maybe somebody will listen to Free Talk Live and they'll get sick of me or Mark or something like that. And they'd rather listen to something else. I'd rather have them listen to something else than go away entirely from liberty-oriented talk radio.
Certainly, and I think it's okay if your show has its own, if it tries to go in a very specific, like, I'm doing the show because I want to fulfill this niche, because that's why you have different shows. Like, I would have never started Ladies in Keen Radio, or it was a collaboration, but we would have never started it if we thought that that show was already out there, that same
sure,
type
that
of
someone
thing.
Someone else was doing it.
Yeah, so you know, we wanted to create something.
What I actually found is that a lot of the people who listen to Free Talk Live will listen to LRN, and they'll listen to it throughout the day. Mm-hmm. So Free Talk Live, really, I don't see it as being any kind of competition. I don't think people get bored with Free Talk Live because, I mean, let's face it, there's a dynamic there that a lot of people just they can't meet. But through LRN.FM, a lot of other liberty-oriented people have been able to really get information out there. And this is my first Pork Fest where I've had a show on LRN. So
yes.
it's been really
visiting last year. You didn't do a show here.
Yeah. So it was really surreal to have so many people hear my voice and then say, "You're Angel Clark," right? Because I don't do the name tag thing. So "You're Angel Clark." Once you got on LRN.FM, and it's like, yeah, thank you, Ian and Mark.
Well, glad I could be of assistance, and I think that you have a good time with your show. It's well produced. There's a guy behind the scenes, Dave, who is a big help, I think, with that.
Yeah, my husband, actually. I didn't marry him for his producing ability, but it just kind of works.
Convenient.
Right? I know. It works hand in hand.
So you got started in talk radio, Angel, by just kind of chance, right? Like, you were living in the Rehoboth Beach, Delaware area, which Free Talk Live has a Saturday night affiliate in that area, and that particular station kind of picked you up because you were a local blogger, like kind of made a splash.
Yeah,
as a blogger.
I've done a lot of activism over the last few years, and I get a lot of hits, and I'm going to sound kind of like I'm bragging when I say this, but there are days when I get more hits than the local state newspaper. So, you know, if you do it right.
Newspaper.
It's a small state. We have less than a million people. It's not really that difficult.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're good at social networking and SEO, then if you can pull it off right.
Search engine optimization.
That's the one.
Got it.
If you can manage that, then you will catch the attention of the people who want your audience. So it's not that they wanted to hear me talk. It's that they wanted my readers. And my readers would then be, you know, it would draw attention to their advertisers. So if you are a local activist and you don't have a website, you don't have a blog, you can set up something free on like WordPress or Blogspot, Blogger. And honestly, there's no reason why you shouldn't have that, because it just helps to draw attention to what it is that you do.
I agree with that, and I think it keeps people creative, trying to think of new things they can put on their websites, and what's important to share with people. And I don't know, I like blogging a lot. I do more reading than I do blogging, but yeah.
I spend a lot of time doing show prep for my show, so now my blog has gotten to the point where a lot of it is just stories that interest me, stuff I'm planning on talking about, or you know, funny images that I found online, like my Facebook page. There's always thousands more people talking about my page than actually like my page, because I'm posting amusing images, right? Yeah, dogs and bacon. Dogs and bacon.
They always sell on the internet.
They do. They do.
Every time.
Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREEZE. So once again, you can get involved in the conversation, bring up anything you like, 1-855-450-3733. So, Angel, you arrived on Wednesday. You're here more towards the busiest part of Pork Fest. Besides the fun of doing your show here live and meeting listeners and, you know, having those encounters, what else has been fun to you? What else have you enjoyed doing here?
Have you seen the TV show Firefly?
I have, yes.
I bought the Jane hat with silver. Mm. And
those are awesome.
It's so lame, but it was like the best feeling in the world. I'm like, I have Federal Reserve notes, and I'm going to trade them in right now, and I'm going to get silver. And now I'm going to buy the Jane hats with silver. And now I'm going to, I know it's 90 degrees, but I'm going to walk around
anyway
in the Jane hat. And then the moneyless vending machine had Firefly silver dime cards.
Oh,
and
so
I'm like,
cool.
I don't care how much over spot, I need a Firefly.
There you go. So you
pay, you're a big Firefly fan.
You know what? I'm kind of a dork. So
no.
Science, I know, right?
Dorks at Porkfest?
Shocker. Science fiction, video games, but Firefly is I don't know, it's like the world to me,
it's
except for Red Dwarf. So.
Red Dwarf's great, but Firefly is one of those shows where it was so good they just couldn't keep it on TV, right? Like, they had to get rid of it.
I think it could have had something to do with the meaning behind it also, because the theme behind Firefly, it's very liberty-oriented. It's people trying to escape the centralized government.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, it's something that naturally I don't think they want the average person. I know it sounds conspiracy theorists, but there have been people that have millions upon millions of dollars that have tried to purchase the rights to do season two, and they won't
really
let them. Yeah.
So there's Fox, a whole, like, is it Fox that's
yeah, there's
them?
A whole Facebook page, like, help Nathan Fillion, or Nathan Fillion buy Firefly.
That's the main actor in the show.
Yeah, he's the guy who played Mal, and they won't let him buy it.
It's so funny, because I saw that movie, a friend of mine, who's not a libertarian at all, they're, I guess, just a dork, and they liked it and wanted to show it to their friends, and we all watched it. And at first, I really didn't see the Liberty theme.
Did you watch the TV show or the movie?
TV show and then the movie.
Yeah.
But then by the sort of end, it's a short series. Everyone should watch it who's interested in that kind of, like, sci-fi, I guess, space stuff. I sort of realized I had all these libertarian themes, and, you know, me being the libertarian, my group of friends kind of wants to be like, hey, guys, you know, the movie the series we just watched together is, like, sort of backing my ideas up more than yours.
I wouldn't say it's like, space-oriented, but if you think about the spaceships just being in, like, an ocean, it's really just basically pirates who are trying to get away from a centralized government, and they will go as far as they can to stop the centralized government from telling them what to do.
It's like a pirate space opera western.
Pirate space cowboy, and they speak Chinese also.
Angel, where can folks go to learn more about your show?
RadioFreedom.us.
RadioFreedom.us for more. Angel Clark, thanks for sitting in with us, and you're going to be staying through the rest of Porkfest, right?
I am.
Cool. So you're just going to be partying the whole time. Good for you. It's nice. I've got to do another show tomorrow night. All right, so more coming up here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Of course, we can talk more about what's going on here. There's also stuff in the news. Maybe we'll get to that. We'll also get to your calls if you make them. 855-453. Hour 3 is next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people of you to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.